Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for a short point of personal privilege?
Yep, you're in order.
Thank you. Time's running out. We have 1 month left. And I've been waiting, and so many people in my area have been waiting. There's been some interesting bills this session. Environmental protection, we passed a raccoon bounty. So I've got a hatchet in my car. Whenever I see those tails, I'll just go after them. In natural resources, we passed the Iowa horse bill. Actually, the one bill that I really regret was in state government. It was a very emotional bill that we passed for our first responders. I was very proud to vote for that. It gave them cancer coverage that they hadn't had before. It was an excellent bill. It was heartwarming to see all those firemen in there and their families. And then it died in the Senate. And I hope the majority party here can talk someone over there into getting that bill moving for us. But anyway, there's an issue in my area and in Worth County, Floyd County, that's been there for a couple of years and is causing a lot of stress for our landowners. And I haven't seen anything come across. I know Ways and Means has a bill that might partially address this, but it concerns a pipeline that's going through our area. I went to Fort Dodge, as I had mentioned earlier in this session, and went to one of the meetings in Fort Dodge with the farmers. There are three things about this pipeline. Number one, it's dangerous. If it breaks, everything within a mile and a half is affected. You can't start your car, emergency vehicles can't get in to help you. It's bad. It's not like other gases that or other pipelines that we've had. It's dangerous. Number two, it requires water. And that's why I'm bringing it up today. The Charles City Council met because Valero was requesting another 50 million gallons of water a year just for their plant, because they are now with Summit. There are, I believe, 13, and some people know a lot more about this than I do, 13 ethanol plants that are signing up with Summit. They're all gonna need that amount of water. And it seems to me we're going through a drought. We haven't been talking about that at all to this session. We're experiencing a drought. There are cities that are rationing water right now. Yet Summit will be taking over 500 million gallons of water out of our systems across the state. So that's another issue. It's dangerous. It's going to take our water. And the last one is eminent domain. There is no reason to use eminent domain for private gain, to let someone else make millions, perhaps billions of dollars off of our farmland. I have not seen a bill come across that will solve this problem. People say money talks. Well, I wish it wouldn't be talking, because there are a lot of farmers out there that are very upset about this. And I think this body and the body across the hall needs to do something about it for them, for us, and for our state. Thank you.